impact in the pay-per-views. They don't do that anymore, so it's really a very odd thing, and obviously one of the creative things.
Sean, like I said, I couldn't hear much of these promos. I did hear that, but Wade said in Joe's interview with Nash earlier in the show that he responded to that wannabe indie comment, you know, because they filmed all these ahead of time and they just apparently aired them out of order. Did you pick up on that, or was just the, you know, the Joe Nash thing so, you know, blasé that you just, you know, overlooked?
I don't even remember. Honestly, I just,
no problem.
I remember I was just happy that he wasn't screaming, and then he started screaming. When he starts screaming, I don't listen. So it's like,
it shows in a nutshell that they put all this time and planning in it, and it's still, you know, unfortunately, it's a complete goofball in charge of it all, and that's what happens when you do that.
Next up was the Jersey Street Fight, Team 3D, Rhino and Christian Cage. I thought this was totally forgettable. It was just usual garbage crap, and the last 10 minutes or so were good. The crowd seemed to really eat it up. What were your thoughts on this live?
Yeah, I mean, it was an odd beginning where they did the fight right through the crowd, and then they went up the stairs, and I figured they were going to do the normal going to the ladies' bathroom or guys' bathroom, and someone's taking a shit or something like that. But it just seems like they fought all the way up and then all the way back down, and I didn't understand, you know, why they did that. But in terms of a garbage match, you know, it's fine. There were some really neat spots, especially when the ladder got involved. When I talked to Christian the night before, you know, he put over how much he just loves ladder matches, and I talked about how Edge said that he'll never do one again, even though he did one like the very next week after saying that against Ric Flair, a TLC match. That was awesome. But Christian, you know, just because that match is series of matches with the Hardys and the Dudley Boys made his career so much, you know, he doesn't look at them like Edge does as a big career killer. You know, he pretty much sees them as what made him a legitimate superstar, and he'll always you know, incorporate them into his future. So he certainly did some neat stuff on them, you know, that night. So I love the finish. It's really very exciting.
All right. After the match, Johnny Devine comes out.
Hold on. How did you like that stop bump where the stop sign was in front of him? He turned it around when Devon was charging, and he stopped. I thought that was pretty funny.
That's the only thing I remember about the match. And what is it, 2 days later?
Yeah.
Oh, that was pretty funny. next, Johnny Devine, of course, the post-match interferer of the month. He interferes during and after matches all the time, and he helped Team 3D with the post-match beatdown, and Abyss makes the save, and that was about all he had. He didn't use the weapon, he just kind of chased him off and hit a black hole slam on Devine.
I would like to talk to TNA fans to see if Abyss is at the level that I think he's being pushed to me, like Mick Foley was. You know, there's obviously some similarities, but you know, I'm not trying to say he's a ripoff of Mick Foley, but he's being pushed like Mick Foley was. Like this big superstar push, and I don't see him as a big superstar. You know, he's getting all these DVDs from TNA, and I don't think that his matches and his gimmick justify this really Superman push. Like he's one of the top three, you know, pushed guys in the company. You know, do you get that impression, or maybe it's just me with an anti-Abyss bias? I don't know why he gets so much time spent on him.
I think it's a goofy push, too. Like, this anti-hardcore thing is just goofy. It's just, you know, he comes out and he chases the people off, and then he, like, drops the weapon. Or whatever.
And all white doesn't flatter anybody who's not in great shape. You know, they got that.
Yeah, and
the black rapper who came in, it was Jack to the gills. You know, he looks okay in an all white goofy, you know, cut up tuxedo. But Abyss just looks kind of fat, you know, when he comes out like that.
Yeah, it does. The outfit is not flattering. Next up, AJ Styles, Kurt Angle, last standing match, best match on the show. Awesome stuff.
Loved it. Yeah.
So, any thoughts on this live?
Another thing, I knew it was a last man standing match, and I didn't understand why they were doing pins and then counting to 10. One of the midway guys actually explained it to me, and I guess maybe it's part of the game. I fucking hope not. But it was such a great match when they weren't doing these ridiculous pins followed by, you know, the standing eight count or whatever. But if you threw those aside, if we did an edited match, and I remember when Star Wars Episode One came out and they did a Jar Jar edit where they just took him out of the movie. It was just so much better with those fucking 20 minutes gone. And if you did this match, re-edit it, you took out these stupid fucking pins, you know, I think it would be 4.5 stars. It was just absolutely amazing. When Angle did that dive from the stage onto AJ. It was just, you know, before that, AJ actually took a great bump off the stage. You know, it looked like he might have legit knocked himself out because he hit the lighting grid. And
yeah.
Then Angle followed up with that. It was just like, holy shit.
This is PW Torch editor Wade Keller, and that concludes another random 5-minute free audio clip from a Torch VIP audio show. We feature a wide variety of audio shows, around 50, sometimes more than 60 audio shows in any given month, from a wide variety of perspectives, from a wide variety of contributors to the Torch, and this is just one sample of that. Keep checking back at pwtorch.com for other free 5-minute clips. And of course, we encourage you, if you're so inclined, to try a VIP membership and get the feature length, the full length audio updates of all of our audio shows throughout the week. For more information on becoming a VIP member, just click on the VIP sign up button in the upper left corner of the screen, right underneath the pwtorch.com logo. Thanks for your support of the Torch, and until next time, Wade Keller signing off.